So a regatta is a rowing race. So we host two major rowing races in the summer. July 27th is a one-day race. The races will happen all day long from about 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And then the next one is on August 16th, which is a Friday, and August 17th, a Saturday. And that is the big one. That's the Northwestern International Rowing Association Championship Regatta. So a regatta, as I said, is a rowing race. And so that'll be 2 days of racing. We have over 350 athletes from all over the Midwest U.S. as well as from Central Canada coming out to that race.
That race has been happening for quite some time, right?
It absolutely has. This is the 119th running of that race.
Ooh. that's a long time.
It has a lot of history.
For sure. So how long has it been happening in Kenora?
We've become, ever since about 2016, Kenora has become the default host site for this regatta. In 2017, Kenora was the host site for Canada Summer Games, which were being hosted in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And Kenora, the Kenora Rowing Club, the City of Kenora, and also Sport Manitoba put a lot of money into that site to make it really one of the best regatta sites in the country.
That's amazing. So where does it happen?
It's the Kenora Rowing Club is co-located with Garrow Park. So we're right on Rabbit Lake. Rabbit Lake is a perfect lake for a rowing race because it's the length of a rowing race and it's fairly calm most of the time. So there's seating for people to come out and be spectators. There's tiered seating that the city installed for the 2017 games, and that's right at Garrow. People can still come and swim at the beach and as well as watch the races.
If someone wants to participate, how can they do it?
There's two ways people can participate. We always love people cheering from the stands, and that's free for anyone who wants to come down and watch. And we also need about 100 volunteers for each day. We always get a great response from the community, and volunteering is a great way to really see the regatta and the racing up close. You can watch from on the water. We need boat drivers to drive our umpires. There are people who come and work the concessions, so you get to meet lots of the athletes, coaches, and hungry people that way. So those are the two ways that you can participate.
How can someone sign up for volunteering? Is there like a contact or something?
Absolutely. So they can contact me directly, or they can look for the Kenora Rowing Club on Instagram or Facebook and just message us through there and let us know that they're available to volunteer.
Perfect. Now, the event has been, you said, going on for like quite some time. So how the support has been in the community?
The support from the community has been incredible. We have a lot of organizations and communities and the community itself, and then businesses that also support. The City of Kenora has been a really strong partner throughout. We just received a grant from the City of Kenora to help us with some of the regatta infrastructure for this race. And they help in many ways throughout the hosting experience. We also have a lot of support from Cal Tire. They store a lot of our regatta infrastructure for us. And CNC Husky out at Top Value has also been very supportive.